It's 8:42 on this Wednesday morning with the Musers. Yesterday in our Winter Olympics segment, we were talking about the terrible crash that Lindsey Vonn had in the women's downhill over the weekend. Broke her leg, out of the competition, obviously. It was really tough to watch. Well, we have a phone number for her former boyfriend, Tiger Woods. We thought we would call Tiger this morning and get some insight as to what Lindsey may be going through. Maybe he's talked to Lindsey. It's the closest we can really
get. He may not even know about it.
It's the closest we can get to the Vonn circle.
Hello?
Tiger?
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, Tiger.
Hey.
How are you?
How are you guys doing? Sorry, you caught me at breakfast.
Oh, what are you having?
I'm eating a bowl of Tiger cereal.
Mmm.
I didn't know they had that.
It's kind of like my invention. It's a bowl of Skittles and strawberry milk.
Gross.
It's so good. You've got to try it. It's so good. I can now eat it, you know, since I don't have parents around to tell me what to do anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're sorry
that
about
happened.
That.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I really don't blame you all
okay.
the way.
Well, you know, we called to see how you're doing, but also to see if you've kept up with Lindsey Vonn, your former girlfriend, and her terrible crash, and just what you thought about all of that.
Craig, I absolutely have kept up with it. First of all, I love the Winter Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I like watching, like, I'll turn into the Winter Olympics and then, like, watch all of the, like, sports they have in it.
The Winter
so
sports,
that's
yeah.
cool. And do you guys like the Winter Olympics or Summer Olympics better?
I like the Winter.
Yeah.
See, I do, too.
Yeah.
Same, bro. Same. Yeah, and I like it for a few reasons. One, I like the biathlon because I like seeing men and women go at it on the course.
Okay.
And I like the stupid events like curling because it's so dumb looking.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Looks like something Phil would play. He might as well take up curling. He's not any good at golf anymore.
Well, yeah.
He sucks.
No.
Totally sucks. And yes, I love the Winter Olympics because it gives me a chance to watch my former girlfriend, Lindsey.
Yeah, well.
The girl that let me see a picture of her wearing a sweater that was covering her boobs.
A picture of her? That's all she let you do?
Yes, it was a long shot. I mean, it was like a crowd shot, you know, from far away. But let me see it.
Well, that crash must have been upsetting to you. That was really tough to watch.
I know. It was very upsetting, you know, because once you love someone, you always still kind of care, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
And so I saw it, and it was so concerned, I called her, and, you know, just to tell her that I was thinking about her and that I hope that, like, her healing went well.
Mm-hmm. That's
nice. But she was so busy healing that I guess she just hasn't had a chance to pick up any one of the 48 phone calls.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm sure she'll get back with you.
Well, I know. You know, it's hard. You're running around trying to heal and stuff. So, but I've left her a bunch of long messages, you know,
yeah.
just to kind of keep her company, tell her what cartoons I've been keeping up with. And
it may be too much.
You know, what the update is on Bugs Bunny.
The update.
And just to tell her that I've been there. You know, I know what it's like. I've had a few crashes, too.
Well, yeah, I guess you have.
Of course, they weren't on skis. They were on four wheels.
Right.
Half the time I was out of my mind on painkillers. I mean, just jacked out of my gourd on Xanax.
Yeah.
But I always look at those accidents that I had in a positive light.
Okay.
I mean, look at it this way. I created a water feature for our Jupiter, Florida neighborhood.
By hitting a fire hydrant.
Yeah, it was like a geyser. My Escalade was riding on top of a gusher. It was great. And not to mention that time, I don't know if y'all remember the other accident, that time out in Rancho Palo Verde.
Yeah.
When I ski jumped my Genesis GV80.
Yeah, you kind of did.
Causing it to roll over like 40 times until my legs were on backwards.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
I mean, it's kind of ironic that Lindsey was going 80 miles an hour in her crash because that's what I was doing when my SUV sailed through that elementary school.
I think you were going 80. I don't think it sailed through an elementary school, but yeah.
I do think I was. I think that didn't the black box of the Genesis bust me like going 87 miles per hour in a 40?
Yeah, I think that was the deal. Yeah.
Not the first time a black box has got me in trouble either.
Okay, Tigers.
I didn't think that was going to make it.
It's out of wedlock, it gets you in trouble. Yeah. But yeah, even that accident screwed up my body.
Right. That was
my
terrible.
My pelvis was knocked up into my neck, and I couldn't find my CDs afterwards.
See, you can really relate to
I can relate.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I couldn't find my Three Doors Down CD down on the floorboard. I know exactly what Lindsey Vonn's going through.
It was very scary, yes.
And it really has messed up my return to golf. I'm returning to golf to dominate, and it just has messed it all up. Well, I never have been able to quite get back to my former form.
I know.
Yeah. Well, you're getting older, and you've had, some setbacks.
But, George, if Sam Darnold can win a Super Bowl, I can win another Masters.
Well, I don't know. He's a lot younger.
I know, but I just he was never a Super Bowl quarterback in my mind.
Okay. All right. But that
so
motivates
it gives me
you.
Hope. The message here is hope.
Okay. That's good.
And I kind of want to get another injury just so I can get on painkillers.
No, don't welcome that.
They made me feel loved. Love I never got as a child.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking of a love-deprived childhood.
Yep.
You know who I wish was still alive to see Lindsey Vonn crash out in retribution for dumping me as a boyfriend?
Who's that?
Olympics-hating bloated bovine who spent his life berating golf-playing combinations and embalming himself one vodka pint at a time, who once got so horned up for a Pacific Rim job that he hired a person to put an ad on Craigslist for someone to invent a newspaper classified so that he could place an ad in the Munich Star-Telegram for a Fuhrer who was willing to start a war in Europe that would provide a false flag to involve Japan, who would then attack Pearl Harbor in order to draw Vietnam into World War I so he could sign up for the Korean War and so he could travel over there and start sniffing around a local crab shacks and outback steakhouses for an ovulating confida that could he then forced into enthusiastic consent, but she was reluctant, so she ran in a local waiting kayak away from him to take her down the Da Nang and far away from his special chloroform rag of love. He was one step ahead of her because he had already trained a local Pegasus to track and echolocate retreating kayaks using a blend of GPS and dark magic, so he tracked her down the Da Nang until it ran into the Mississippi and then on into the Trinity, where she hired a taxi cab to take her back to the bar in Saigon, where she had left her purse, so he followed her back on a commercial airliner where he only had a middle seat, and he sat next to a fat guy who smelled like expired nacho meat and lazily cleaned up goo fluid, and he approached her in the bar and then forced her over a barrel in an Iowan barn and made sweet love to her while Ducey watched in the shadows with glassy eyes and a lazy tug until Ducey and Earl synced up with eye-rolling bodily pleasure, and 9 months later she had to squat over an Easter basket and fire out a bunch of meat and potatoes, and in the middle of that was a 15-time major-winning PGA fetus who was already cheating on his future sweetest ex-wife.
Jeez. Chloroform rag of love. Man.
He says hi.
Okay. Hang in there, Tiger.
Bye, George.
Bye. There goes Tiger.